Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. And now, play ball. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, With the score, the White Sox won, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Helf fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Helf. Hodgson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. Moses moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Moses scores. Appling moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf strikes out. Two outs. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Helf and he is safe. Callaway steals second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Callaway moves to third. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Lopat moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopat scores. Moses moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. There goes Platt. The throw from Helf to second, and Platt is out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0 for 1 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lopat strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodgson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Hodgson reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren pinch hits for Denny Gailhouse. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Platt moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Platt. The throw from Helf and he is out, Dillinger applying the tag. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Appling reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Platt moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-2 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Mancuso pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. Dillinger moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Lomakia now pitching. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lopat bunts for an out with unknown description. Dickey moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.